gives us an opportunity to provide culturally appropriate approach to diverse conditions. In other words, our patient population and the diversity of it gives us that unique opportunity. We can also, by virtue of that diversity, get closer to personalized a medicine model that is age-appropriate, race-appropriate. We have many nationally recognized programs, including a broad footprint across health sciences, unlike most other institutions in our area. We need to incorporate nursing more, including primary care as areas of opportunity for the nurses. We need to do some community outreach, including networked clinics which provide care. And I think the next one, don't focus on the hospital. All care is not being received in the hospital. The trend that care will be received in clinics, homes, and other types of care settings. We talked about, as a recurring theme that we had in the meeting, was that in order for us to live in this upcoming environment of patient-centered care, and that we needed to have more interprofessionalism among our three entities. A major issue is you're now going to compensate the entity and not the units. And therefore, you've got to change your compensation models and make them transparent and acceptable to all the players, because everybody in his own silo is looking up what's going to happen to me in this new environment. We talked about innovation through technology, delivering education to patients where they are and with what they need, and then telemedicine, remote sensing, biometric reporting, social media support for vulnerable populations, and then finally, incentives for reimbursements in the new and old model, I think as was discussed by Dr. Rubenstein, I think earlier. On number two, how do we ensure proper balance between the academic and clinical missions of the academic medical center? One, we can't do research and education without a delivery setting. Two, again, interprofessional cooperation. Three, some clinical services must generate revenue. Some research areas will have costs. We must have a large area where those will overlap teaching and researching. In other words, there has to be uniqueness in some of the areas, but there must be sufficient overlap so that you can deal with one feeding the other and vice versa. And in terms of dollars, for instance, behavioral health is and rehabilitation services is really more profitable per patient. So sometimes we have to focus on areas where we can generate greater revenue. And we will have some market pull. I don't know what that means. Performers in each area attracting in others. Performers in each area attracting in others. Researcher attracts attracts researchers. In any event, there are opportunities created by the governor's signing of Senate Bill 26. It may create an additional 140,000 lives to take care of, 40% of whom might end up with insurance that will enhance the base that we have to compete for and thus hopefully enhance our revenues. And also, on the area of prestige programs, the University of Illinois hospitals can have some uniqueness in the sense that if we develop prestige clinical programs, then we might not only attract those people who are poor, near poor, but even some of those who are affluent. How do we optimize services to our patient community?